Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
The Butler is an eyewitness to history account seen through the eyes of a White House employee during the presidential administrations of Dwight Eisenhower, John Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson, Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, and Ronald Reagan. In The Butler screenplay by Danny Strong, the cauldron of the civil rights movement is the backdrop for the presidential procession, as well as for the life story of Cecil Gaines, played by Forrest Whitaker, a fictional White House butler inspired by the real-life Eugene Allen, who was on the White House staff for 34 years. The screenplay for The Butler is based on a newspaper article, A Butler Well Served by This Election, written by Will Haygood and published in the Washington Post. Gaines is married to Gloria, played by Oprah Winfrey, who drinks hard, smokes a lot, and seems oblivious to the history unfolding before her, including their eldest son, Louis, played by David Oyelowo, and his involvement in the civil rights movement. The Butler is a by-the-book traditional Hollywood movie. The power of its historical sweep, as well as its performances, especially those of Whitaker and Winfrey, carry the movie beyond its predictable storyline, pacing, and direction, and lift it to the status of emotionally moving. The Hall of Presidents casting in The Butler doesn't always work. There's Robin Williams as Eisenhower, James Marsden as Kennedy, Liev Schreiber as LBJ, John Cusack as Nixon, and Alan Rickman as Reagan. In supporting roles are Cuba Gooding and Lenny Kravitz as White House butlers, Mariah Carey as the butler's mother, Vanessa Redgrave as a cotton farmer wife, Terrence Howard as a neighbor, Minka Kelly as Jackie Kennedy, and Jane Fonda in a remarkably believable turn as Nancy Reagan. A supporting actress Oscar nomination and possible win is a lock for Oprah Winfrey. Look for additional Oscar nominations for Whitaker, Gooding, director Daniels, and screenwriter Strong. It was good to see dozens of incoming Muhlenberg College students attending a screening of The Butler at Civic Theater of Allentown. One of the chief delights of The Butler is the inspiration, knowledge, and details it conveys concerning the civil rights movement in the long march of history. The Butler makes the case that a steadfast staffer in the president's mansion symbolically led to the first African-American president in the Oval Office. The Butler helps us to see how far we've come as a nation and how far we have to go. The Butler is MPAA rated PG-13 for some violence and disturbing images. Opening September 6, Riddick. The sci-fi thriller stars Vin Diesel battling an alien race of predators. Salinger. It's a documentary about J.D. Salinger, the reclusive author of The Catcher in the Rye. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.